so I don't have to make Xavier the Rabbanah. It'll never come me day come. I'll never make a mistake. So in order that this shouldn't happen, so they would never reveal a Tamak Xavier, even to the Tanaim, who would have normally attended the conference themselves. The Mishnah records the Tanaim who weren't there when they asked the Gemini Sakma, so they wouldn't tell them the reason for the Xavier. So the Nishkenes Yankim says, so you have two types of Xeris the Rabban. Ruba the Ruba of the Xeris the Rabbanon. They did not incorporate the Tamak Xeris into the Nusach Xeris Ad the Rabba. They kept it a secret. They wouldn't tell anybody until after 12 months went by what the Tamak Xeris was. And in rare cases, they would institute a Xeris the Rabbanon incorporating the Tamak Xeris into the Nusach Xeris. So the Nishkenes Yankim just says, so it's called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So if you have a Gzera Derabbanon which was instituted Stoma, there is no such thing as a Gzera Derabbanon instituted Stoma without a Tama Gzera. That'll be a violation of Baltais. It means the Nusach Gzera was Stoma. They made a Gzera Derabbanon, they didn't incorporate the Tama Gzera into the Nusach Gzera. So that's called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. That'll be a Davishin Minyan Tzach Minyan Achalatir. That'll be a Leiplug Rabbanon. Just like on the level of the Raisa, Loi Dashin and Taima, the cross, on the level of the Rabbanon, also Loi Dashin and Taima. Even in the case where the Tama Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera will still apply. But in those rare cases, in those rare situations, where you have a Gzera the Rabbanon, where they incorporated Tama Gzera into the Nusach Gzera, like on the level of the Raisa, there are very few mitzvahs like that. One Tana says that that's Loi Arbel HaNoshim, Loi Osos Levavai. That Loi Osos Levavai is the Tam for Loi Arbel HaNoshim. Most of the Tanaim hold that that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Most of the Tanaim put a semicolon there. Le'avla nashim semicolon, but le'asos levava is a separate. He's not allowed to take one wife if she's a prutza. So what do you have? Kavatik beranim yomu kikidlus elikim tovi. A very few cases like that. Where you have a mitzvah in the chumash and it gives the tam hamitzvah right after the mitzvah. So in those rare cases, we're on the level of the rabbanon. The Gzera the Rabbanon was instituted with Tama Gzera incorporated into the Nusach Gzera, then it will not be a Loi Plug. Then it will fall apart by itself. So that's what the Rosh holds, that by the Tzitzis, they made a Gzera the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to put Tzitzis at all into a Beged Shel Pishton. So that was not instituted Stoma, that was instituted with Tama Gzera incorporated into the Nusach Gzera. Yeah, but the question is, how do you know which is when? How do you know when they made a Gzera Stoma? How do you know when they incorporated the Tama Gzera into the Nusach Gzera? So that's very, in the Rosh, it's very unclear. The Magen Avraham quotes that you still don't know what it is. The Mishkenes Yankim makes it very clear. He tells you what the secret is. So he says, whenever the nature of the Gzera is, Bakira's Dov Minator. Minator, you mechayiv to put in tzitzis in a Beged Shel Pishtam. The Rabbanon, they're prohibiting you from doing a mitzvah in the Torah. So they can't make such a din the Rabbanon. On the books, it says in the Chumash, so Minatora, for sure you mechuyif to put is the machlekes hatanaim and the machlekes in the mechaben haramor where the shar begodim, where the shar minim. If you have a cotton beged or you have silk beged, is it chayv in tzitzis minatora? The rabban if it has four corners, but a beged shel pishtim for sure is chayv minatora. That's l'chol hadeis. So when the Chachamim made Gzera the Rabbanon, the Shamim made Gzera the Rabbanon, prohibiting putting in tzitzis in a Beged Shel Pishton, that's outright Akira's Dov Min HaTorah. They're telling us to violate a mitzvah in the Torah. So they say, Yesh kach biar Chachamim laka Dov Min HaTorah b'shei galtas. The Chachamim have the authority to instruct us to be mevatla mitzvah min HaTorah. But basically it's Akira's Dov Min HaTorah. So whenever... You don't have to wear the beged. No, they say if you wear. Well, lulav mishayef you mechuyev when you wake up in the morning, you mechuyev whether you like it or not. Arba kamfis is a conditional mitzvah. If you have an arba kamfis, then you mechuyev to wear. So whoever doesn't buy arba kamfis is not mechuyev. Whoever buys and wears it is mechuyev to put on tzitzis. No, in Chumash it says when you wear a four-cornered Beged Shel Pishton, you have to put on tzitzis. And they said when you wear a Beged Shel Pishton, a four-cornered, you're not allowed to put in tzitzis. Their din is in complete contradiction to the din in the Torah. So how can they make such a din the Rabbanon if it's in contradiction to the din in the Torah? So they only have a right to make such a din by Kira Dov Min HaTorah if they'll incorporate the Tam HaGzer into the Nusach HaGzer. The Mishnah Brura asked that kasha. Mishnah Brura asked that kasha. He has two lines. He asked that kasha that if you hold that there's no rishus aram deraisa bizman hazeh, so why don't we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholiyus b'shem? So he doesn't explain what his kasha is. The pashta says the kasha is nishkan kasha. The gzeira derabbanan was made prohibiting tkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholiyus b'shem. The gzeira derabbanan was made at a time that there were rishus aram deraisa. For some reason or another today, there's no rishus aram deraisa. So let it be a davish and a minion. So what's exactly the Mishnah Brura's kasha? He doesn't explain. Just yes, the kasha, according to that opinion, that Bizman Hazeh is no longer Rav Shisar Ram Deraisa, so you should have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Cholias B'Shamas. So maybe that's the kasha, because that's a gzer derabbanan b'akiras davim and atorah, prohibiting tkiya shofar on Shabbos. So they had incorporated the Tama gzer into the Nusach gzer. So whenever the Tama gzer is incorporated into the Nusach gzer, then it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Then if it would have been a mitzvah deraisa, and if it would have said the mitzvah with the tama mitzvah next to the mitzvah, he would have said whenever the tam doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. So the same is true on the level of the Rabbanan. So the Mishkan Siyankiv just explains what the Rosh is talking about. And the Rosh with the Magen Avraham with the Tui still don't know what. Mishkan Siyankiv explains that's the Nekuda, that the gzeira derabbanan to prohibit putting on tzitzis on a four-cornered beged shel pishton is bakiras davim and atur. Same is true regarding, we have a Mishnah Megillah, that a kohen has mumin, but part of yadav hevraglav is not allowed to duchen because it may draw attention to his hands, and the people may stare in his hands, and that's not proper. You're not allowed to look at the hands of the kohanim at the time that they're duchening. So the Kesef Mishnah writes that during his lifetime they instituted a new minhag that the kohanim, when they duchen, cover over their hands with a talis, so the tzibur can't see the hands anyway. So he's not sure whether the din derabbanan still applies or not. The din derabbanan that a kohen has mumin upon the yad v'raglav, does it still apply? Because the reason for the din derabbanan doesn't apply, so maybe the whole din derabbanan doesn't apply. So he's not sure. By the time he got to write the Shulchan Aruch later, so he already made up his mind that the din does not apply. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, we just did away with the din HaMishnah. There's a din in the Mishnah that a kohen has mumid upon the yad v'raglav is not allowed to duchen. So Shulchan Aruch says the din doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Who gave Rabbi Yosef Kar the authority to balish a takonos hatanoim? So the answer is, it's akiras dov min haTorah. Min haTorah, all the kohanim are mechuyev to duchen when they say kohanim. They're calling upon them to duchen, so they're all supposed to duchen. Mid the rabbanon, they may yesh kach diar chachamim black adam and atar b'shevi al kase. If there's a major tzara, so they felt that was a tzara. People are going to stare at their hands, and that's against the din. Yeah, but if you live in a generation where they cover over their hands with a talis, so the Beis Yosef says the tam of the gzera the rabbanon doesn't apply. So in the middle of the whole gzera doesn't apply, because over here this gzera the rabbanon was bakiras dov min atar. So that's what you probably have to interpret in the Shita Sagainim over here by the Benin Dichron. The Gaonim don't explain too well. The Gaonim just say what motivated the Tanoim to institute the Takonas Benin Dichron was today Shiitan Lebito Kibino, that the parents, when they would marry off the sons, would give them a Matana Haguna. When they married off the daughters, they wouldn't give anything. So they wanted to change that psychology, they wanted to change their attitude. So they made a takana b'nin dichrin, so you don't have to worry about the fact that your money is going to disappear, it's going to go into the pocket of Yisrael. Lord, don't worry, your grandchildren, ultimately your grandchildren will get this nedunya that you give to your daughter. But then in the days of the Gaonim, they noticed that the whole psychology, the b'nin dichrin, had accomplished its function, and it worked so well. So they use a lashon, halavai sheitan lebno kibito, halavai that he should give the sons. Then the minhag became that they only give the daughters, they don't give the sons at all. So we no longer need the encouragement to give the daughters a matana. So apparently the Goinim felt that the takonas b'nin dichrin is considered akiras dov min atar. In what way is this akiras dov min atar? So bem is the Gemara in Ksubas on Dachnun basis. The Gemara in Ksubas says there's a mitzvah of Yerusha. So the din of Yerusha is that a man dies and he has sons and daughters, so the sons get the Yerusha. All the sons divide equally. Here, all of a sudden, we're not going to divide the Yerusha by the sons equally. going to say that those who are sons of the first wife, and their father, their grandfather, gave their mother a big nedunya, and she had a big tosefes ksubis, so they're going to get a bigger proportion of Yerusha than the sons from the second wife. Sons from the second wife had a smaller nedunya, and a husband at the time that he married her didn't give such a big tosefes ksubis, so they're going to get less Yerusha. So basically, you're tempering with the Hilchas Yerusha. So normally, when you tamper with something a Dinei Mamonos, you have all of Nezikin is full of Takanas de Rabbanon. We learned the Tosis sheet is we pass on Shulchan Aruch on Tosis. Garmi is only the Rabbanon. Hezu Sheinanika is only the Rabbanon. Ayitz Gzeila v'Cheishkach Lako v'Kum b'Yasei. The Bezna allows me to take his money. Is that Gzeila? The answer is Hefka Bezna Hefka. All the Takanas de Rabbanon in the area of Dinei Mamonos do not constitute a violation of the principle of Eikach v'Archacham Lako Daban Atar v'Kum b'Yasei. Why not? Either allowing people to steal money from someone else. And the answer is Hefka Bezna Hefka. The mechanism is very simple. So apparently this Hefka Bezna Hefka only solves the problem, only does the trick when it comes to Dinei Mamonos and it's an issue of Gezel. When it comes to Yerusha, I treat Yerusha as if it were Issa V'Heta. I don't treat Yerusha as if it were plain Dinei Mamonos. That's what the Rambam writes in one place. The Rambam, we don't know what the marker for the Rambam is. The Rambam writes, even though we have a rule, Masna Mashikas Matar tonight bottle and maisekayim, that's an Issa V'Heta. But Bedavisha Mamamin tonight kayim, Masna Mashikas Matar Bedavisha Mamamin tonight kayim. So the Rambam writes, when it comes to Yerusha, I treat it like Issa V'Heta, because it says, Hoisezos Lachem Luchukas Mishpot. Chukas means it's like a paraduma, that it's like Issa V'Heta. Mishpot means that it's Dini Mamanis. So the parsha of Yerusha in the end of Bamidbar, the end of Chodesh Bamidbar, is introduced with this expression: "Ha'osazos lachem lechukas mishpat." These dinim should be treated as chukah, even though it's only mishpat. You should treat it like Yisra Hed. So the Rambam says, based on that pasuk, that Masta Mashikas Abatar bedavishem imamein tenoi kayam, but not in Yerusha. Why? Because I treat Yerusha like Yisra Hed. So that's how Tosis interprets the Gemara and Ksubas on the afternoon base. I treat Yerusha like Issa V'Heta, and therefore you can't just simply solve the problem. If you want to make a Takana de Rabbanon altering the laws of Yerusha, I don't say that there's no problem. It's not in violation of Ein Karach V'Yad Chachamim Laka Dob Ben Atar B'Kum V'Yasei. It doesn't pose a problem because Hefke Bezna Hefke. No, Hefke Bezna Hefke only solves problems in Dini Mominus. And Yerusha I treat as if it were Issa V'Heta. So the Gemara raises this issue. What right, what authority did the Chachamim have to institute a Ksuvus Ben Indichman in the first place? It's Akiris Dav Ben Atar Bikum V'Yasei. So to this the Gemara responds, no, this is also a Din D'Oraisa, because we have a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is saying B'Nevuah, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. He lived through it. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And he says you're going to go into Golas Bavel and raise your children religious. You're going to come back. In 7 years, you're going to come back there. It's a son. Everybody's coming back. So make not that the whole Krisis Bris with the Klal Yisrael is over. The Krisis Bris is still there. You should raise your children. They should be sharing your mitzvahs. So he says, marry off your children, marry off your daughters, and so on. So the Gemara comments on that pasuk in the Navi Yirmiyah that he says, you should marry off your daughters. How can you marry off your daughter? The boy has to propose to the girl. What can you do to marry off your daughter? So the Gemara says, if you give her a big dowry, so that kedei sheyikbitzu aleha, the chassanim should be interested in marrying her. So the Gemara says, even though the ksubas ben indichrin is altering the hilchas Yerusha, in offhand it's really a violation of ein kerach v'achacham lakadom min atoira b'isa v'heter v'kum v'yasei. I'm taking more Yerusha than I'm entitled to, so that's Akiras Dov and Atara and Issa V'Heta B'Kum V'Yasei. So the Gemara says, Hanami Deraisahu, that the father should give Kedeshiit and Lebita Meno Kedeshiik B'Tzu Aleo, that the boy should be interested in marrying them. So what does that mean? Hanami Deraisahu? What? Ksubas Ben Indichman is a Din Deraisa? No. So Mistama, what it means is, Taisis points out in a few places in Shas, even though we pass in Lalocha, that's only in a case where it's not a Dover Hadoima. But what if it is, let's say the rabbis will permit the congregants to drive to the synagogue on Sabbath. Why? In order to maintain Jewish identity. It's pikuach nefesh. They'll say it's pikuach nefesh. There's pikuach haguf and there's pikuach hanefesh. Pikuach haguf is to save your life. Pikuach nefesh to save the soul of the Jewish people. They should maintain the Jewish identity. So that's a psa joke. We consider that a joke. So we say, en koach b'yad chachamim. Laka dov min ha-tor b'kum v'yaseh, because that's not a dover ha-doyma. But there are a few times in the Gemara that the Gemara has, so let's say, Eid Echud is Neman by an Aguna. Why? It's really a dover she-bi-erva. So the Gemara says, it's a milsa davide l'gluy l'loy mishakri inshu. So Tosfos says, is it really a milsa davide l'gluy? Milsa davide l'gluy means it's absolutely clear, and next week we'll all find out that the guy was lying through his teeth. We may never find out for years. We may never find out for 50 years. We never find out. Why is that called Milson David Elagluy? So it's a stretch. It looks a little bit like Milson David Elagluy. It really isn't, Tosfos says. Really not a Milson David Elagluy. So Tosfos says, but since it's a Dava Hadayma, you can package it in such a way that it looks like it's a Dindaraisa. So then you say, Yesh kach v'yad chacham v'lak adav min ha-teira, afilu v'kum v'yaseh. That's the simple reading of Tosfos. That's the Pasha Pshat. Tosfos has in a few places like that. Chazanish is very upset about that pshat. He reinterprets all the Tosfosim. He says it can't be because that's basically conservative Judaism. The Reform don't even try to package it. The conservative do package it. They say it's pikuach nefesh. Drive to the synagogue on Sabbath. No, the fellow had an interview in the commentator. So he explained he was upset about the psak of the Halacha Commission, but it was based on the consideration that driving the automobile is a malacha shein svich legufa. So he made joke of it. He made a whole joke of it, the one that they interviewed. But the others thought that it was halachic. You can package everything for an amorat. You can package everything and sound like it's a real din d'oraisa. So that's what the Chazanish says. How can that be that that's what Tosfos means? That's what conservative Judaism is based on. So he reinterprets the Tosfos. But like it or not, that's a simple reading of the Tosfos. Whenever it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, dova hadayma, it sounds like it could have passed on as a din d'oraisa. So then you say, Yesh koach b'yachachamim lakor afidu b'kum yaseh. So that's how Tosfos seems to learn this Gemara in Ksubas Nachnun Beis. Tosfos learns that the Gemara says that the takonas ben indichrin is a problem. How could a chachamim institute a takonah derabbanan b'akiras dav min ha-Torah b'kum yaseh? What's akiras dav min ha-Torah b'kum yaseh? The mitzvah of Yerusha. What's the problem? It's not hefke bez nehefke. So the Gemara doesn't give that answer. So Tosfos seems to assume number one hanacha, number one premise, number one like the Rambam, that Yerusha is treated like Yisav Ehet, it's not treated like Dini Mominis. So you can't simply solve your problem by saying Hefke Bez Nefke. That doesn't solve the problem. So if that's the problem, so what is the solution? Chiyesh koach lakar dovim en ator bikum v'yaseh. So the Gemara gives the answer that it's a dova hadoima. Honami deraisa, as it says, Chu banim livenoi seichem. You should marry off your daughter. So the Gemara, how can you marry off your daughter? So it must be you have to do something in order to encourage the boys. If a boy has a choice to marry a rich girl or a poor girl, and they're equally miyuchasim, and they're equally good looking and everything, so the one who has more money has a maila over the other one who has less money. What's that? It's a chisorin. If you have money, it's a chisorin. If you're poor, it's a maila. It didn't become a maila. It's not a chisorin. So if one girl has money, the other one doesn't. So the one who has the money stands a better chance of getting a shidduch. So that's what the Gemara says, Honami deraisi, because Yirmiyahu Navi commands the Jewish people, and not just Yirmiyahu Navi, that's a din deraisa. The father has an obligation to marry off his daughters. And one way to help marry off his daughters is by giving them a dowry. And we're concerned the fathers are not going to want to give a dowry because the girls used to die at childbirth, they used to die younger, and the husband used to remarry, and the father's money used to go to the other daughter-in-law, to the second wife, so he doesn't want to give. So in order to encourage the fathers of the girls to give significant dowries, could they sheet and lebit or kibno, so they made a takana derabbanan, but in different, the money will ultimately go to your grandchildren. So that's a davar hadayim. You can't say that that's a din deraisa. That's a davar hadayim. So if you say, yesh koach lakor, afilu b'kum b'yaseh. So once you say like that, that's how the Tosfos interprets the whole gist of the Gemara there. That's the shakla v'tari, the argument back and forth in Ksubas on Daf and Beis. And once you say like that, then we understand what the Goyim are talking about. The Goyim say, this takana derabbanan fell apart by itself once you reach the period in history where the psychology changed already, and they say, halabai she'itan lebino kibito. by the time the Goyim were around, they weren't giving anything for the sons, they were only giving for the daughters. So the whole time Atakone falls apart. It's a meva, the whole Takone falls apart. And this is, since Ksuba's been in Dichron, it's a Takone de Rabbanon, which is really Bakira's Dovman HaTorah. That's how Tosis learned the Gemara in Ksuba's Dovman Beis. The Gemara said that. It's really a Takone Bakira's Dovman HaTorah. So you have to say, like the Mishnah Siyankov explained, they had to incorporate the Tamak Zera into the Nusach HaGzera. So once the Tamak Zera no longer applies, so the whole Zera falls apart. So the whole Takon has been in Dichron, fell apart in the days of the Gaonim. That's what they write. So that's why Bizman is there, nobody ever heard of it. We don't have any. Not only do we not write the Bin Dichron into the Ksuba, we don't observe it anymore. In the days of the Tanaim, it says even if you didn't write it into the Ksuba, it'll still be binding because it's a Tanai Bezdin. But Bizman is there, Bechalal, the whole thing fell apart.
Rabbi, according to the Ram, how would you understand the mission about Basra that talks about Aniyah has bud on the, and he leaves his children aside and gives all his money to Achayram? So the Mishnah says that that Ein Ruach Acham Nochaim, and shouldn't he be in violation of a din? That he's being Ma'aver the Yerusha and violating the Pasuk of Chukas Mishpat. In Baba Basra, you see all these cases where
he's making
kinyanim.
No, he's making kinyan. Like the Gemara says that Yosef ben Yoezer lived his man abayis, and he was not happy. His son was not a Tana. His son was a Shem Shabbos. His son was a Balabasa. He was upset. He wanted his son to become a Tana like him. So he gave all away. He gave away all of his money to the Beis Hamikdash to be Mara Nachla from the son. He's going to punish his son. So the Gemara says it's not right. So, but he did it though. He did it though. What are you going to say? He's in violation. He's not in violation of the mitzvah of Yerusha. He gave everything away to the Beis Hamikdash. And Mela, there's nothing to Yarsha. There's the son. Well, Yarsha, my old pajamas, my torn up pajamas. Okay. Whatever I leave behind, all Yarsha. He was talking, the Hilchas Yerusha changing. We're changing the Dini Yerusha. Instead of all of the sons, Yarsha and Yikli, the sons from the first wife will get more. Yesra Achalak and Limachuan. They'll get more than the other sons. They're getting it B'Toras Yerusha. Bin Dichman goes B'Toras Yerusha. They get it B'Toras Yerusha and it's not even. It's not evenly divided. So that's kakai. That's considered akiras dov min atar bikul miyaseh. But a father wants to donate all of his money to the Beis Hamikdash, that he's being maver nachla. So we recommend that's not a right thing to do. And no one should be should help him. You shouldn't sign if he's making such a will. You shouldn't sign and you shouldn't write it. You shouldn't help the father. You should discourage him from doing something. But if he did it, so he gave away all of his money. So Ganesh, that's not akiras dov min atar. It's just ein ruach hacham nechemen. He didn't do the right thing.
The other
Rishonim
that are
young days
will learn Gemara
and Sugya
say
Deraisa Mamash. Nah, how can they say Deraisa Mamash? I don't think so. I don't know how they'll read the Pshat in the Gemara. I don't know. Tosis reads the Pshat like that. The whole Shak Levatari they read. The Gemara's kasha was that it's Akira's Dov and Atar Bikum V'Yasei, because Yerusha is treated as Issa V'Hetah.
What's the argument that Rambam would have been like Issa V'Hetah?
Masa Mashkas Batara, yeah. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah from Yeshnechlin that Masa Mashkas Batara, even though Tanai Kaim Medini Mammon is, but by Yerusha not. So the Gemara asks, but it's Dovashim Mammon. So the Gemara gives a different answer. So the Rambam gives a different answer for what appears in the Gemara. The Rambam says, because it says, even though it's Mishpat, I treat it like Chukah. I treat it like Yisra V'Het. So that's what Tosis basically says in Ksubas and Daftan Beis. They say that's what the Gemara said. That we consider it like Issa V'Hetah. So Hefka Bez Nehefka doesn't solve your problem. To say, how can you be Oka Dov Ben Atar B'Kum B'Yaseh?
Hefka Bez Nehefka by Elo, like by all these things, I would think that
they're
surely
Issa V'Hetah. Well, the Din Imamun is that affects Issa V'Hetah. Yeah. If the ring also didn't belong to the Chassan.
They're also the same thing. You're saying Hefka Bez Nehefka.
No, we're saying they do get the Torah's Yerusha. Benin Dichron is B'Torah's Yerusha.
And because the
Xenus
is again, they get a B'Torah's Yerusha.
They get a B'Torah's Yerusha, yeah. They get a B'Torah's Yerusha. They don't get a B'Torah's Matana. They get a B'Torah's Yerusha. So it's kakai.
Creating a new din of Yerusha.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. So that was the Gemara's kasha, and that was the Gemara's answer. So if that was the kasha, and that was the answer, so then the Goyim, according to the Mishkan Yankov, we understand the Goyim. Since this was a Takana de Rabbana Bakira's Dovman HaTorah, so true, they have the right to do it for whatever good reason. Yesh Koyach, but still, Sof Kol Sof, it's Akira, like over there on Rosh Hashanah, Rashan and Asukis Akira Dominator Bishavi Altasim. Here it's Dovra Doima. Whatever the Hezbra is, we say Yesh Koch Laka. But bottom line, it's Akira's Dovminator. So whenever you have a Takana de Rabbanan, which is Akira's Dovminatoro, so you have to insist that the Tama Takana must have been incorporated into Nusach HaTakana. Otherwise, it's outright in contradiction to the Dini HaTorah. So how can they make such a Din de Rabbanan? So since the Tama HaTakana was incorporated into the Nusach HaTakana, so then if you live in a generation when the whole Tama HaTakana doesn't apply, so the whole Takana falls apart. That was that rush by the Tzitzis, by the Trelis and the Tzitzis. Mishkan Yankov has it, it's his true about copyrights. What happened was, for years they used to have, whenever someone was going to publish a Sefer, he was going to publish a Gemara, he was going to publish a Rambam. He wasn't the Baal and Balabas on it. So the Rabbanim would make a Cherem, no one's allowed to print a Sefer in the next 5 years, in order to encourage people to publish Svarim, because in order to publish Sefer you have to lay out a lot of money. So if everyone's going to chapoy, someone's going to print this same Sefer in the next couple of years, so they'll buy the new Sefer, they're not going to buy his. So he's going to be left with all of his copies. He laid out a lot of money, invested a lot of money, and he lost his shirt over here. So these to make a cherem, no one's allowed to print this Sefer in the next 5 years, on the assumption that he'll probably succeed in selling so many copies in the first 5 years that he will not only break even, he will have made a profit, and it will be kedai for him to have entered into the whole venture, and no one will be discouraged from publishing Svarim. So what happened was that someone published, I forgot, the Slavita Shas, with the Vilna Shas, whatever it was, I already forgot the whole history. There was the days of Rabbi Kevega, and they had big dinetar, they were all cursing each other, it was gefelach. So one group of publishers had a cherem, no one's allowed to publish a Shas for the next 5 years. Right? So they sold that, all the volumes in 3 years. They sold everything in 3 years. So they figured, hey, we got a cherem, no one else can print for the next 2 years. So they printed another edition. So when the other ones, Slavita, whatever, when the other city found out that they sold out all the copies already, so they said the cherem is off. The whole cherem was in order that they should break even and make profit, so no one should be discouraged from printing Svarim. They already made the profit hand over fist, and now they want to make more profit. They want to, so we're equal to them. So they published the Shas on their own. So the first one said it's Hasagas Gvul. We have the Cherem for 5 years. So there was a whole machlokes at that time. So the issue was, it was a Dovish and Minyan, Tzach Minyan Achal Atira. The Rabbanim said 5 years, but the whole reason for the 5 years, they didn't write every time the reason for the 5 years. The whole reason for the 5 years was in Umdana. By the time 5 years will come, Mistama, they will have sold so many copies, they will not only have broken even, they will have made sufficient profit that it will have been kedai for them, and no one will be discouraged from publishing. But over here, they sold all the Svarim. So there's no reason that it should be for 5 years. But it was a Davish of Iminya. It was a Davish of Iminya. They didn't incorporate they didn't say the Tama Hagzer into the Nusach Hagzer. So that's what the Mishkan is. Yankov has this long tshuva. When they said Davish of Iminya, when not? So he says that basically over here, you're making a cherem prohibiting people from publishing Shas. Does that make sense? Make a cherem, no one's allowed to print a Tanakh, no one's allowed to print a Rama, no one's allowed to print a Mishnah Brura. Why not? What do you mean? They print more Svarim and there'll be more learning. So this is basically Akira's Dovmin HaTorah. You're limiting Limit HaTorah, but we're doing it for a good cause. So he says, since it's Akira's Dovmin HaTorah, so it must be that the Tam HaGzera must always go incorporated into the Nusach HaGzera. So whenever the Tam HaGzera doesn't apply, so the whole Gzera doesn't apply. That's his whole analysis. That was his. That's how he got involved.
Medicine on Shabbos.
The what?
Today, much.
So that's what some gedolim tainted like that. That the whole gzera, the rabbanon prohibiting medicine on Shabbos is really like here is Dabman Atar. On Shabbos, they're supposed to be oinek Shabbos. Supposed to enjoy yourself. So the person has to suffer. They made Xer the Rabbanon that he shouldn't take medication, he should suffer. Huh?
So
Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, the one who put out the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with his Ha'aris, he presents this argument that it should be. He wrote the Kitzur Shulchan, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Something like that. So he argues that this should be. This should be mutter, should fall apart by itself.
Based upon the Mishkan's
Yankov, I'm not sure what he said. I thought that based on the Mishkan's Yankov, it's a very good husband. I'm not sure what the svar is that he gives. Okay, so that's where we left that. That's the story about Benin Dichon. We don't have Benin Dichon anymore today. That's what the guy, the Rosh in the middle of Ksubas quotes the Goyim that we don't have it anymore. It fell apart by itself. Okay. So we started the Mishnah Tzadikam and Aleph, that the Mishnah, instead of figuring out each and every case how much you have to pay, so in certain cases they determine how much you have to pay for Boshes, Rashi says. Or other Rishonim say how much you have to pay for the whole Nezik, Tzarip, Meshevis, and Boshes. It covers everything altogether. Sure. So then the Mishnah. So we discussed the Gemara, but Ein Eid Nasa Dayan that we discussed already.
This Maisa with they uncovered the woman's hair, what is the raya from the fact that she uncovered it herself in her chatzah to the Gusha of uncovering the Mishnah? Two different things.
She was probably
in. Where did it go uncovered in her chatzah? It's not part of Adam, it's what?
Stama Pesach Hatzera probably means she was about to enter her chatzah. She was still in the street, no? She was still in the street.
She was waiting in her chatzah for him to come, to pay. Some shame, the worm like that.
The what?
Not that he waited to trap her, but he knew that she was waiting. He was there for 30 days.
Yeah.
He knew that he was waiting for him to come to pay the fire.
Huh.
She was waiting in her chatzah.
In her chatzah, yeah. The Gemara says sometimes she's allowed to uncover her hair. I don't know. It must be a situation where it was improper on her part to uncover her hair. Yeah, not the same. The Gemara has a din of Omid. The Rambam quotes a din of Hilchis Ratzeach. Where does the Gemara have the din? On Daf Tzadik Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara has 10 lines on the top. So there is a din that's given, the tiny letter base in the Rambam. That's a din based on Pesukim Mechumish that you have to have an omed lemisa. It has to be be'evin yara sheyamas ba hikohu. Has to be yesh bo kedei lahamitz. If it's ain bo kedei lahamitz, even though lemaisa the person dropped dead, you're not chayv misa. It's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Ratzeach, where it's quoted, that tiny letter base, where is it? The beginning, the first line in Perek Gimel in Hilchas Ratzeach. So the Rambam writes as if the din of Omid only applies to Horiges Chaver B'mezid. The Rambam never writes Horiges Chaver B'shoigig, that you need an Omid to see B'chliyev and Ashayomaz Bo. Only B'mezid. So if it's only a din B'mezid, it doesn't even apply to Ori Miklot. Some hechetes that should apply to Nezik, and the Gemara has a drei. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion: Yesham and the Nezik, and Shma Mino Yesham and the Nezik. You do need a noemen. If the Rambam writes that it's only a din b'mezid, it doesn't even apply b'shoige. That's a problem. The Rambam is a problem because those psukim bev and yara sheyamas bo say by shoige just like it says by mezid. You look in the chumash; it's by shoige and by mezid. So it's a tzorach in gadol on the Rambam. It's hard. And the Rambam is mashma as if he holds that it only applies b'mezid, but it's against the drasha. The drasha is based on Ashiyamas Ba. That phrase Ashiyamas Ba appears in the Chumash in connection with mezid as well as in connection with shoge. If in the whole sugi you see like that, the Gemara's whole sofik was: is it limited only to ritzicha, or does it also apply to nezikin? Shmamina does apply to nezikin. How can you say it doesn't even apply to all of ritzicha? How can you say it only applies to mezid? So the pashtus from the whole sugya is that it does apply both to mezid and to shogig and to nezik. So the Gemara was bringing raya. So the Gemara said, "Well, a bor." In the first parak it says that there's a bor misan, there's a bor nezikin. A bor misa has to be 10 tefachim deep, and if it's not 10 tefachim deep, so it's only the balabor is only chayv on nezikin. It's not chayv on misa. So the Gemara said, "My love, the simple reading of the braisa is that the bor is only one tefach deep." An animal trips and it breaks its neck, so as long as it doesn't get killed, so the bala bor has to pay for the nezikin. One tefach deep. There's no omid le nezikin. So why should it be chayiv at all? We should say that it should be potter. And Gemara says, maybe anachanami he is potter. When it says less than 10 tefachim, ye chayiv and nezikin, maybe it means it's 9 tefachim, it's 8 tefachim, it's 7 tefachim. It doesn't mean if it's one tefach deep, there's no omid le nezikin, and you won't be chayiv. So Gemara says, you can't tell. Then the Gemara quotes, you can't tell from that brisa one way or the other. Then the Gemara quotes the brisa, Hikehu alein of Isima, the din is that an eved k'naini is yotze l'cheres ayde shen v'yayin. So that's only if he did it b'yodayim. What if he did it ayde grama, then he's not chayv. What if he knocked out the shen v'yayin, but it's eimbo kedei lahazik, and lebesof it was huzak? See, if you hold that the din of omen is only for itzicha, doesn't apply to nezikin, so I should say that the ebed is yotze lecheris by shen v'yayin, even if the omen indicates that it should not have happened. And here it would appear that that's exactly what we're distinguishing. If it's only keneged eino, keneged ozna veino shemeya, keneged eino veino roya, that says ein ebed yotz bem lecheres. My time, well, what's the difference between keneged eino and aneino? Some of the differences that this is yeshbo omed and this is ein bo omed. The other one doesn't really make sense that it should have happened. Eilam Aisi became blinded. So don't you see that Yeshua and Midlan Ezekin? So halacha lemaisa, that's how we paskin. Yeshua and Midlan Ezekin. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you can't really prove conclusively that that's the reason for the brisa. Maybe the reason for the brisa is a different term. Loi, yishum de'aminu ihu di'avis anavshe. That what? If I did something that which really shouldn't have caused the hezek. Let's say a person is standing near a boar. And I start screaming. All of a sudden, screech! And the guy got so petrified, he fell into the bar and he broke his neck. I didn't push him in the bar. So that's only if he would have not gotten. That was his reaction to my screaming. If he would have not reacted like that, he would not have harmed himself. So that's only called grumav in Ezekin. The Gemara says chay bedina shemaim. Amavis is chaver pat mediyan v'chay bedina shemaim. That's treated like grumav in Ezekin. That is part of medini yada mechay bedinu shemayim. So the Gemara says an alternate pshat over here. Maybe hikeu keneged eino and hikeu keneged oznoi the sima the chershoi. Maybe the reason why he's not yotze lecheris is not so much because there's no omed. Maybe the olam there is an omed over here, but iud the avis anafshe. Maybe it's a different time. Why? Maybe because iud the avis anafshe. So the Gemara says we can't tell one by the other till they finally caught the brayso to shimon atimni. Shimon HaTimni says beferish that you need an omen, and he's talking about velo yomus, and he still says that you need an omen. So shmamino yesh omen lenezikin shmamino. That's how we pass. So that was a Gemara proof in this verse of Shimon HaTimni, Shimon HaTimni, whoever he is, on Sadik Amibes, they quoted Shimon HaTimni thought that it has to be Masal Eido Vila Eidim. It's not enough if the Eidim testify in Bezin that we made an Omid. It has to be Masal Eido Vila Eidim. Eidim means Eido Shefetas Veda Matzelas, the 23 member Bezin, and the Eidim. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. He says it's enough. What does the Gemara all of a sudden bring a Shmamina from Shimon HaTimni? We don't pass like Shimon HaTimni, pass like Rabbi Akiva. The answer is, Rabbi Akiva is only arguing on a side point. Shimon HaTimni says that the omen has to be assessed by the Bezdin. And the Rabbi Akiva says that it's not true. It's sufficient if the assessment was made by the Eidim is also good genug. You don't require that it should be made by the Bezdin, but you still need an omen to Nezikin. So both Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTimni, they both agree as far as that's concerned. The Yesh Omed L'Nezik. So in the middle of this discussion of Yesh Omed L'Nezikin, so the Gemara brings this brisa, that the 8 lines from the bottom outside are coming base. Tana Rabbanu, we have a brisa, a difference between a short time and a short mu'ah. Short time shehemis vihizik. It killed the person, so the short deserves an oinish skila for killing the person. Vihizik and he was masik. So short time you collect megufo. So the Brisa says, here you got no choice. Donamoso din in the fashion is vain. Donamoso din mominus. He cannot be done din mominus because he can only collect megufo. So what are you going to give me? Chatzinezik megufo. Then I'm going to take it away. What am I going to accomplish? Fine. We'll paskin that the nizik gets the shor. We're wasting our time. We're wasting our breath. We're going to paskin. Hereby declare the Nizik is entitled to 85% of the ownership of the shor. When a get breaker has to figure out how much the Hezek is and the Chatzin Nezek, and he owns now 85% of the shor Mazik, and 15% remains in the ownership of the original Bala Mazik. And now we're going to take the shor and you're going to give me. So what are we wasting our breath to make up Saka and Nizik? And you can only collect me Gufo. And the Gufo is going to get skilo. So it says, Donam Asadin in the first one, then Donam Asadin Imam. Don't waste your breath. Don't waste your time to be done in Imamanis. Nothing will be accomplished. What if it's a muad, shehemis v'hizik? What if it's a shor muad? A shor muad, you can collect minu aliyah. You don't only collect megufo. So both hamas vehizik, so the Brisa says the bezin should use their brains. First donamasa dini mamines, the chazim donamasa dini nefashas. First they should be done dini mamines, and they'll be able to collect the dini mamines min aliyah, and then they should be done dini nefashas and give the shor skilum. What happens, the Brisa continues, if the bezin made a mistake, kodmav donu dini nefashas? What if by mistake they were done first dini nefashas? Prafalm. You missed your chance, and chazman daramosa dine mominis. Freg the Gemara, why? But the shor amud, you pay me no aliyah. What's this? Even if they made a Gemar din, l'skila, make another Gemar din, that the bala shor should have to pay. V'chikadma don't do din first my habi, so what? Lehed of the dine nami mominis. Why shouldn't you make a Gemar din for mominis? The bala shor should pay me no aliyah. What's wrong? So Rabbi Kevega here has a kasha, tzorach in gadol. There is a gemara in the first paragraph of Yud Gimel in base, but the gemara has a machleika. There is a machleika satanoim. What's the din of a shor hefker shoharagas ha'odom? Shor shoharagas ha'odom is a skila. What if it's a shor hefker shoharagas ha'odom? So that's a machleika satanoim, and we pass in chayiv even shor hamidbar. The shor hefker shoharagas ha'odom is also chayiv nisa. So the Tana Rabbi Yudah holds that the shor hefker shoharagas ha'odom is not chayiv nisa. Not only that, that's a mem dalan amid base. Not only that's a famous machlekes. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says that the fact that we punish the shor, that the shor gets gila, is not a punishment to the shor. The shor is not a bar seichel. It's a la bar das. He's up the Rambam. It's a punishment to the bala shor, that he allowed his shor to run loose and to kill somebody. And the Ramban Achumish in Parshas Noach quotes this Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim, and he disagrees. He says the Rambam's statement would make sense if the din would have been like Reb Yudah, that shor hefker shoharagas ha'odom doesn't get the Oinish Misa. But we don't pass like Reb Yudah. We pass like the Chachamim, that shor hefker shoharagas also chayv Misa. How can you say it's a punishment to the Baal HaShor? So you see, it's a riot, then it's a punishment to the shor. Either shor is a lab bar da. So the Ramban writes on Chumash, to this extent, every behemah has enough seichel to know not to kill a human being. Why mehecha teise? Because they all have a debt of gratitude. They all remember the story with the mabul. There are those who say the mabul never happened. So the Ramban says even the behemah know that the mabul happened. Even the behemah know the mabul happened, and the behemah has enough seichel to know not to kill a human being. So if the behemah went ahead and kills a human being, it deserves the death penalty. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. So the Gemara says we don't pass like Reb Yudah. We pass like Chachamim, that a shor hefker shoharag is chayv misa. But if the din would have been like Reb Yudah, so the Gemara says yes, Rav Kena Amar Reb Yudah. Not only does he say a shor hefker shoharag doesn't get an oinish misa, afilu nogach with a besof hifkir is also a pater. Sure, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. So that's not relevant to Allah. We don't pass like that. But nonetheless, on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes this brisa. When they get to Nezikin, that's vas. Shor hefker shehizik, you can't collect. That's a Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, Nechasim hamiyuchadim. The Mishnah, where's the Mishnah?
Test on the base.
Test on the base. Nechasim hamiyuchadim on tesam ebeis. So what does mean nechasim hamiyuchadim? So the Gemara says a shor hefker shehizik is not chayiv. So the Gemara says a shor hefker shehizik, who are you going to collect from? The Gemara says ma'u detaymo, that it's migufo. You can collect chatzi nezik migufo. So even if someone grabs the shor hefker makes a hezik, and someone grabs it later on. So one might have thought that when the shor hefker makes a hezik, the shor now belongs to the nizik. And even if someone grabs it, he can't be kind of the chelik that belongs to the nizik. So kamashmalah for the Mishnah, no. That has to mean the chasim hamichodim at the time of the hezik. If it's a shor hefker shehizik, say not chay. Then the Gemara says, not only if it was hefker at the time of the hezik, what about nogach v'achakach hefker is also going to be potter. Just like Rabbi Yudah says that a shor hefker shoharagas ha'odom is not chay nisa. And not only if it was hefker at the time of the ritzich, even nogach v'achakach hefker, Rabbi Yudah says you're also potter. That's a mem dal on the base. So even though we don't accept Rabbi Yudah's opinion, we pass like the Rabbanim, but we get to Nisa, but we get it to Nezik and a shor hefker shehizik, is not chayif to pay. So even nogach v'chakach hifkir would also be potter from paying. So here there's a shayla. Nogach v'chakach hifkir is potter from paying. Is that only by tam, or is that only by muad, or is it both by tam and muad? If he would have asked me, I would have said it's only by tam. How should it apply to muad? If the muad you pay me no aliyah, so why should I say nogach v'chakach hifkir? You're not entitled to collect from the Baal HaShor. Why not? If you collect Min Ali, you don't collect me Gufa. So Rabbi Kevega is assuming not so. Rabbi Kevega and Agamar is assuming a lot of Rishonim. It's a Dion in Rishonim. Rabbi Kevega is assuming that Nogach V'chakach Hifkir is Potter. Either he thinks it applies both to Tam and Muad, or he thinks it only applies to Muad. One could argue the point and say it only applies to Tam. Rabbi Kevega assumes that Dava Pasha, that it applies to Muad for sure. It applies to Muad. Then he has assumption number two. He refers you to a Gemara in Krisis on Dav Chav Dalet, where the Gemara in Krisis has a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If the Bezdin makes a Gemar Din on a Shor Lemisa, the Baal HaShor knows that he can kiss the shore goodbye. He's not going to see the shore again. And then, who's Mahu Eidim? Then the Mazim the Eidim. And someone goes and grabs the shore. So it's a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So the way we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, we say that whoever grabs it can keep it. What kind of business is that? So there's a Machlekes Achreinim, how to read the Lashon HaGemar. So Rabbi Kevega understands La'acha gemardino havi hefker. It's an implicit hefker on the part of the Baal HaShor ki de isa decreases daf chav dalet. That's his interpretation of the Gemara increases. The Ktzais's brother has this little sefer Trumas Akri. So he talks about that Gemara increases. He has a little paragraph. So he thinks that it doesn't mean hefker. He thinks that it means yush. It's not based on hefker. He says, Adarab, but once the Bezin declares that it's Nigma Dina Lemisa, it's Asabano. Asabano, the Gemara says, Zaina Bishusa, Samachar Eina Machur. So if you can't sell it, because Zaina Bishusa, the Gemara says, Igdisha Eina Mugdish, Machar Eina Machur, etc. So if it's Zaina Bishusa, so how can you be Mafkirit? In order to be Mafkir, you have to have Shaloy Bishusa. So he's Machriach, the Chumas Akri is Machriach, that the Gemara there, when Rabbi Yechanan says there, Kol HaKodim Zoch, it's not based on Hefker, but it's rather based on Yush. No, maybe the Pshat in Yush is not, maybe Yush doesn't accomplish the same result as Hefker. But that's Rabbi Kevega is making these two assumptions. His assumption, one assumption is that the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimlam and based at Nogach Me'achakach Hefker, his Potter applies to Muad. One could have argued and said it only applies to Tam. And then he assumes that after Gemar Din, it's implicit that the Baal HaShor is mapke the shore. That's how he says. Nigmar Din havi hefker, kedisa bekrisis daf chavdal, doesn't really say it explicitly. That's what he's learning. So he's asking Akasha, why does Gemara say v'chitanu v'chikodmu v'danu din nefash my habit? That is danu din imaminis. He says, how can it be? Once it's danu din nefashes, so the Gemara says increases he was mafkrit. Nogach v'chakach hifkir. So the Gemara says it's pata. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Let's be chayz v'donah dinim amnis. Can't. Nogach v'chakach hifkir yipata. So it doesn't have a teretz on the kasha. Maybe one can say that one of these two assumptions is not necessarily accepted. You don't have to accept. If you accept both assumptions, then you have a kasha. If you either reject A or B, then you have no kasha. Anyway, that's the Gemara's kasha. Why does it say in the Braisa the Bezin should first be done din imamines on the Shoramud, then be done din nefashes? What if by mistake they were kodmav danu din nefashes is farfalun, then they ain't chazm danu mas din imamines? Where it says, why not? What's the problem? My habit, lehed vile dainu din imamines. So the Gemara says, it must be that it goes like Shimon HaTeimani, who says that you need an omed. Shimon HaTeimani only argues with Rabbi Kiva, do you need an omed Bezin or not, but everybody agrees that you need an oimed ha'edim. So the Gemara says you don't necessarily have to say the brisa goes like Shimon HaTeimani that you need an oimed bezin. Maybe you can say that the edim didn't even have a chance to make an oimed. Bein the Rabbi Kiva, bein the Shimon HaTeimani. Maybe the reason for the brisa in Kodma v'Donu Hudin in the Farshes and Chaz and Donu Masu Din in Mamanus is why. Maybe the reason why is because there's a din of Inui Hadin. There's a din of Inui Hadin. It's a little bit funny. Usually we assume Inui Hadin is based on Yitzilo Eida. When you tell a person, you're going to get the death penalty. So the guy's going to die from aggravation 1,000 times over. So you do him a chesed if you bump him off right away. You give him the death penalty right away. You don't see Oyster Neshama to wait a week till you give him the death penalty. But by Behemoth, what do you mean? The Behemoth is going to die from aggravation? Behemoth doesn't know what we're talking about. Behemoth doesn't know until we're about to give it a death penalty. I don't know. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara is that there's an issue of Inui Hadin over here. There's an issue of Inui Hadin. Yeah, but not Vehitzila Hueda. Rashi says, Loi Mahaninan Bedine Leshuhuye. You're not allowed to do Inui Hadin. So Inui Hadin, the Pashtus is very difficult. The Gemara said the Feresh Vitzil Eida doesn't apply. No, the Gemara says the Asara Chilukim between Mominus and the Fashas that the only one that applies to Sharaniskal is 23, and the other 9 are based on the Hitzil Eida don't apply. And by Malkus is the reverse. Malkus is a Bezna of Shloisha, but it has all the 9 dinam are based on the Hitzil Eida. The Hitzil Eida, the 9 dinam of Atzala don't necessarily always go hand in hand with 23. Sometimes you can have a bezna of 3 and you have all the dinam of Yitzil Hueda by Malkus, and sometimes you need a bezna of 23 by Shara Niska, and you don't have any of the dinam of Hatzol. So this is very difficult. The way Rashi puts in Inu Hadin, that's a difficult. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. Once you get to the Maskana, it could be the Gemara backs out. And the Havamin of the Gemara seems to be assuming that it's based on Inu Hadin. Rashi puts it into the Maskana also. Maskana, you really don't have to learn like Rashi that it's Inu Hadin. Let's see. So the Gemara says maybe the pshat and the braisich kodmu v'donuhu din in nefashis ein chazmin donu masu din in amenis. Why not? Because of Inui Hadin. Because of Inui Hadin. V'loi ma'anina ledina. That's how the Gemara says. V'loi ma'anina ledina. And then the Gemara says it works out bein l'Rabbi Kiva bein l'shem and atimani. You don't necessarily have to take a stand. So then the Gemara says, you don't have to learn like that. Afilu teima Rabbi Akiva, hachma askina kigon shibarach. What does the Gemara say? Maybe the pshat over here is that the Baal HaShor ran away and he has no other assets to collect from. Where is the Rashi? Kigon daleis le'nichse. Rashi writes 5 lines from the top. He ran away. He has a lot of money in his pockets. He ran away, and there are no more assets. So the only asset that's here is the shore itself. So there's nothing else to collect from. For of kodmav danu din in the farshes. After the gemar din for din in the farshes, it's asabano. So he can't collect. So there's nothing to discuss. Freg the gemara if barach if he ran away. So why is only because. E barach kilo don din in the first hechad dinele dinim amenis below bailam. How can you ain't done him? You cannot be mekabelatus b'fnei baldin. So if the bailam ran away, so bichlal there's nothing to discuss. So you can't be done. You can't be done dinim amenis. Even if there are assets here, you have to be mekabelatus b'fnei baldin. Everything. We're talking about case the kabel sahadi barach. We want mekabelatus. We're mekabelatus on the hezek. We're mekabelatus on the killing. Shor Shaharag Behizik did both, and then the Baal HaShor ran away. So the Gemara says we should really first be done dinim amenis, and then be done dinim nefashis. But if you're done dinim nefashis first, then farfalm. Then there are no other assets, and the Shor is also manos, so farfalm. Freg the Gemara so sof mehechem mishtalim. If he ran away, so what are you going to collect from? And for the Gemara, may radio. See, if first they made a Gemara din, so the Shor is also manos. So you can't use it for radio. But if Lo Donu Hudin, that's the simple reading. Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi writes the end of the Rashi Mishani Me Radio. Our Kodmav Danu Lisaka. Rashi writes Lo Manin Medina Leshui Le Radio. What do you mean Lo Manin Ledina? It's also Bano. What do you have to put in Inu Adin? The Gemara started off with Inu Adin on the 3rd line from the top. Inu Adin is funny. How does Ini Adin apply to behemoths? The Pashtus says it's difficult, but the Gemara had no Brerit. They didn't know any other Pshat. But once you get to the Maskana Shebarach, so the Pshat is easier. So what does Rashi have to stick to the Ini Adin Ashvere Pshat? Pashtus says, after the Gemara Din is ready, Yosabano. Unless you say Rashi holds like that Rabbi Natam, that the Sharaniskal is on, Machlegs Rabbi Natam against the whole world. Rabbi Natam holds that the Sharaniskal is only Yosabano, Lachamisa, after it's dead. Calls man that it's alive, it's Mutabano. But all the Gemaras seem to contradict that. So maybe Rashi holds like that, Rabbi Natan. That's why he doesn't say the simple answer that it's also Mano. So the Gemara says, Hocham Askinon, Deum Kabbalatus. And then the Bezin should have first made a Gemara Din Lamamin, for the Nezikin, and a Gemara Din Lamisa. A Gemara Din Lamamin, what are you going to collect from? He ran away, there are no assets here. He has no other assets here. There are no other assets. The Gemara says, no, you can collect from the shore itself. You rent the shore out to make it do work, and you'll get enough money from the renting out until you'll pay the nizik, and then we'll give it the Einish Misa. The Gemara says, why don't you do the same thing by the shore tam? He said, if it's a shore tam, Sheimis v'hizik, donamos adin in the fashas, and you don't waste time on the din imams. Why is it a waste of time? You'll rent the shore out, and the money that you get from the rental, you'll pay. And for the Gemara, Zosameres, Radya Aliyah, Demarahu. A short time, you only collect Negufa, and that's considered Min Aliyah. So by the short time, you have no Brera. You have to be done Dini Nefarshis. You're not done Dini Mamas. By Shor Amuah, they really should have been done first Dini Mamanis, and to collect Min Aliyah. How is that Min Aliyah? Had no assets, it's Barach. The answer is Mi Radya. That's Min Aliyah. And if they made a mistake in the first, they were going madin on the din in the fashas, then the shore is also bano. Shore is also bano. So of course, if I fall, and Rashi writes a funny pshat, not that the shore is also bano. He says that that it's inui had din. Shveri pshat. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. What's the story tomorrow? The other building is going to be inaccessible again, probably, first of all. The fixing, so maybe we'll meet here.
Okay, try to meet here.